Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. Just thinking about her makes food taste better and colors look brighter.
Damn.
Caden and Adriana met on a cruise.
They met in real life and then their relationship became digital. That's weird that she would send you her number and then unsend it.
I mean, I do know Adriana. She's a good friend of mine, but I've never heard of a Caden.
What is this?
Are we going to get jumped?
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Shulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Caden and Adriana.
All right, here we go. This is from Caden. Hey, Neve.
And Cammie.
My name is Caden. I'm 19 years old, and I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I've been talking to this girl, Adriana, for the last 3 years, but something weird has been going on in the last few months. So my friend suggested I reach out to you.
Good friend.
Adriana is this beautiful 19-year-old girl from Hawaii. She's sweet and funny and exciting. I know all this because we met on a cruise when we were 15.
What?
Wait a second.
What show
is this?
When I first saw her, I knew she was special. She was gorgeous and unlike any other girl I've seen before. So I went up to her and was totally surprised that she was down to talk to me. This girl was my dream girl and we had something special. The cruise ended and we were stuck going our separate ways. We talked on IG almost every day. We even FaceTimed once. However, a few months ago, she changed numbers and things got a little weird. I tried to call her, but she wouldn't pick up and would just message me instead on Snapchat. I tried to FaceTime her again, but she said her camera broke. I don't get it. We've already met. What's the big deal about FaceTiming now? I really want us to be together, but I'm starting to worry that she's hiding something major from me. Please call me if you think you can help. Caden. All right, so this is a big deal. This is a catfish first.
Right.
We have a couple who met in person, had a real-life love connection, but then we're separated. She lives in Hawaii, he lives in Salt Lake City, and now he's starting to be concerned that something else is going on.
Maybe Adriana grew up to be a hot Insta babe, and maybe she has a million followers, and maybe she got hacked, and now the hacker is talking to Caden.
Right. Let's just call this guy.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
So this story is a completely different situation for us. Caden and Adriana actually met 4 years ago when he was on a cruise with his family. He was 15 years old and he fell for her hard. Caden lives in Salt Lake City and Adriana lives in Hawaii. Now, for a long time, they were in constant contact, but now she's totally ghosted him and he can't figure out what's going on. Cammie and I want to find out more, so we're gonna give Caden a call.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Caden?
I'm doing pretty good.
Caden looks like a Boy Scout. Clean cut with short, light brown hair, black crew neck sweater, A little stiff, but he's a good-looking guy. He gives us a wave and a smile.
This is Cammy, by the way.
Nice
I don't know if you've seen
you.
Her in recent
nice
episodes.
Meet you, Cammy.
What's up, man? Have you always lived in Salt Lake City?
I have.
How's that?
It's awesome. I mean, snows a lot. It's snowboarding and skiing.
Cool.
Okay, so tell us about this cruise. Take us back.
All right, so we get on this cruise, and I believe it was the first night we were having, like, that big, like, dining dinner. And I looked up, and there was just unbelievably gorgeous girl. I couldn't believe my eyes. So I started talking to her, and it was just all kind of like a dream because we ended up spending the entire cruise together because we just clicked like that.
And she lives in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And did you guys hold hands, kiss, make out?
Go to
we
second
held hands
place.
A little bit towards the end.
Held hands.
But other than that, we didn't kiss or make out or anything. I was a shy little guy. Right before the cruise was over, I got her Instagram. Got home, and like immediately, we started talking quite a bit. We did FaceTime like a couple months after.
But since she got a new number, you haven't spoken or FaceTimed?
Nope. We've been talking on Snapchat since.
Was there ever an explanation for why she got a new number?
She told me that she just got a new phone for Christmas.
You can get a new phone and not have to get a new number.
Right. I definitely thought it was pretty suspicious.
So wait a second. Why don't you talk on the phone anymore?
I don't know. I've asked her and she always has excuses.
Like
she's
what?
She's busy or she's at school. Or like why we've never FaceTimed anymore. She's always told me her cameras have just been broken.
But she's still posting on her Instagram.
Right. She tells me those are like professionally done pictures.
Hmm.
But is she like Insta famous?
I'd say, yeah.
How many followers does she have?
Like 20,000.
Wow.
Hmm.
Do you guys still DM through Instagram?
No, we don't use Instagram anymore.
So you've been talking nonstop for 3 years, but it went from FaceTime and like sending pictures and all that and talking on the phone to now Snapchat, text only.
Yeah.
Something's going on. I think there's a chance when her number switched, mm-hmm. something happened.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I hope it's her and I hope we get to go to fucking Hawaii.
Yeah.
So if we end up doing this, there's a chance we might meet up with her on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
You gotta kiss this girl. It's like true love's kiss. You gotta
you have
find
to
yeah.
kiss her.
Have you ever seen The Little Mermaid?
I have.
You're the prince.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Ariel, because she basically lives in the ocean. She has no voice. She has no voice. She's a mermaid. She's a mermaid.
Oh.
She got legs to go on the cruise to meet him, and then she went back into the ocean, and she has never voiced anymore.
It's because of Ursula.
It's Ursula.
Wow.
Wait. All right. So hang tight. Give us till tomorrow morning to get all our crew out to Salt Lake City.
Just to let you guys know, I'm actually staying with my friend for a couple of days because my mom didn't want me to, like, go on national TV. She kicked me out for that reason.
So you're trying to risk it all for this girl.
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, but you also miss your bed if you can't come home.
That's true. All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, have a good one.
See ya.
Later. Wow, 3 years.
It's weird that all of the signs are there that it's her, but at the same time, her camera's broken. All of your photos are professional.
What is going on?
I hope we get to go to Hawaii.
She better live in Hawaii. I mean,
that would be great.
Let's do it. All right, I'm off Salt Lake City. We managed the hotel. It's late, we're tired. Good night, Cammy. See you tomorrow morning.
Next day, Cammy and I are in the car. I'm wolfing down a donut, giving her an update.
I got a message from Caden. He says, meet me at this cafe.
Cammy and I drive through Salt Lake. The entire city is surrounded by huge snow-covered mountains. It looks like a postcard.
Caden and Adriana met on a cruise.
Right. They met in real life, and then their relationship became digital. So that alone is interesting. There's also a possibility that we're not getting the whole story.
We gonna see.
All right, let's do this.
Cammy and I open the door to the red brick building, and Caden's standing just inside, coffee cup in hand. He greets me with a handshake and a big warm hug for Cammy.
Hey!
Hey,
hey. What's up, Neve?
What's up, man?
Yep.
How you doing?
Cammy,
hi.
How you doing?
Oh. Thank you.
You too.
How you feeling?
Nervous as hell.
Take a deep breath. Let's go in and find a place to sit.
This is so cute.
It's a really cozy place. Red brick walls and dark wood tables. In the back, there's a comfortable little lounge with a big Persian rug under a black leather couch. The perfect spot to dig into the details of Caden's situation with Adriana.
Caden, give us the scoop from the beginning, from the top.
So, in 2015, I saw Adriana on a cruise. I went up and started talking to her, and
That's where it all started.
Very confident.
And she seemed like she was into it.
Oh, yeah. And then after that, got her Instagram. We started talking and got along really well.
What have your feelings been for her this whole time?
I'm in love with her. I just can't get out of my head, man. Every day, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. Just thinking about her makes food taste better and colors look brighter.
Damn.
So where are we now? You used to have her phone number.
Mm-hmm. I had her old phone number.
Right. And now you got her new number. How did you find out she has a new number?
Through her Instagram. She sent it to me, and then she unsent her number.
Oh.
Wait, but did you save it before she unsent it?
Yeah.
And have you tried calling?
I have a couple times, but she just doesn't answer.
Do you have a voicemail set up?
No.
Wait, that's weird that she would send you her number and then unsend it.
Right.
Yeah, that's really weird.
You don't DM on Instagram anymore, do you?
No, no more.
Only Snapchat?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask her for her Snapchat?
Yeah. She got that new phone, and then she sent it to me.
Does she post stories?
Well, there's stories.
Right.
But they're never of, like, her.
Is she in them?
No. Nothing
of
the beach. Is it
anything even obvious Hawaii? Is it ever, like...
palm trees and there's no snow.
All right, so it's a yeah. tropical climate.
For sure, yeah.
Okay.
But how do you even know that they're her pictures if she's not in it? I need to see this girl.
All right.
Caden scrolls the pictures and hands us his phone.
Yeah, okay, here she is. 20,000 followers.
Most of the pictures are of Adriana in a bikini. She's at the beach, laying on a lounge chair, standing at the water at sunset. One is of her and a friend cheek to cheek with their lips puckered at the camera.
She's very pretty.
And you, of course, have liked every single photo.
She's beautiful, with long, dark hair, but not flashy or overtly sexy. I start scrolling through all their messages.
This is deep. You guys really talked a lot.
There's a lot. So, but do you still have saved Snapchat messages with her?
Mm-hmm.
Can we see them?
Of course.
So these exchanges are more recent.
Caden hands his phone back to me, and I start scrolling.
Wait a second. This is weird. She said, this is a friend. Do you think she's cute? And he said, ha, okay. I'm sure she's cute to somebody, but she's just not my type. Why did you want to know what I thought of her? And then she said, she came across your feed on IG and said you were cute, so I thought I'd ask what you thought.
The photos of a girl with short, dark hair. She's pulled her dress down from her shoulder, exposing a big flower tattoo, looking provocatively into the camera.
No idea who that chick is.
Is it possible that this person assumed Adriana's identity and has even, like, taken over the relationship with you? That's why you can't talk to her on the phone, because she sounds super different.
Yeah.
She won't send you pictures because she looks different.
Well, she sent that picture.
Well, but she tried to sneak it in, like, oh, a friend of mine said you were cute. That's such a catfish move, sending a picture of yourself to see if the person you're catfishing would find the real you attractive. Something's going on.
For sure.
We'll do some research, and we'll see what we can find out.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it.
Crazy.
All right. This is
a doozy.
We're going to hang out here, investigate. All right, buddy. See you later.
Have a good
see
one, guys.
See you later.
We watch Caden walk out the door. Then we gather up our stuff and move to a big table where we can spread out for our investigation.
This feels suspicious. Clearly, something's up.
So bizarre.
So what do we know? We know that Caden and Adriana met in person. This was a real thing. We've never seen anything like this on Catfish. Then they became sort of long-distance friend pen pals. We started to catch feelings for each other. Time went on, things got weird. There's been some shifts. She got a new number. It's been a while since they spoke on the phone. She's on Snapchat, but she doesn't ever post pictures of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing she sent him was a picture of some other girl. What the hell's going on here? Where do we start? Let's just go to Instagram. She doesn't really take pictures with a lot of people.
There's a bunch of headshots. There's one of her laying on the beach and another of her standing on a balcony in a bikini overlooking the water.
This person seems to be friends with her. She's commenting on, like, every picture. Mary. All right, let's send her a message. Hey, Mary. Okay. Who is this? Tagging Adriana. Michael. Oh, he's a photographer, so maybe he took that picture. Should we just message him, too?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's keep looking.
Whoa, this is...
That's the girl. Is that the girl in the...
Wait.
In the Snapchat
Yes.
one?
That's the girl Adriana sent to Caden. She's like, what do you think of this girl? She thinks you're cute.
It's that same cheek-to-cheek puckered lips picture from Adriana's Instagram.
Wait, so this is the girl from the Snapchat. See, look, the tattoo on her arm. For sure. What is this?
Leisha. I mean, this girl's obviously close with Adriana.
Why don't we message this girl, Leisha? She's friends with
Adriana.
Yeah.
She would probably know if Adriana's still actively talking to Caden.
Or if she's the one.
Or if she's been talking to him. Okay. All right, so in the meantime, we got a call from Hawaii. Here we go. What do we got? Aloha.
Hi, this is Mary.
Mary, hello.
Hi.
We're doing an episode that involves your friend, Adriana.
Okay, I'm not surprised. She'd totally be the friend that would be on Catfish. Like, she does have a history of drama in her life.
Right. How long have you been friends with her?
Well, we've been coworkers for the last few months.
Do you know Alicia?
Alicia, like her other friend.
Yeah,
I do, definitely.
Has she ever mentioned Caden?
Caden, no, not that I can think of.
And you guys currently still work together?
Yeah, we work at Green Flash Coffee.
In
Kailua Kona, Hawaii.
Kailua Kona. All right. Thank you.
Alrighty, have a good day, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, so we heard back from one friend. There's still a couple more. Let's just run the phone number.
So we have the phone number that Adriana gave Caden. Let's see what happens.
What? Come on. No results.
But
why?
Neve speaking.
Hello, this is Alicia.
Alicia, hey, how you doing? So I'm doing an episode right now. We're just trying to figure out what's going on between your friend Adriana and a young man in Utah named Caden.
I mean, I do know Adriana. She's a good friend of mine, but I've never heard of a Caden before.
Okay. Recently, Caden was talking to Adriana on Snapchat, and she said, hey, this friend of mine thought you were cute and sent a picture of you and then said, what do you think of her?
Oh. I wasn't aware of this.
Okay.
This is going to sound like a weird question, but are you impersonating Adriana? You can be honest with us. Tell us the truth.
No, me and Adriana are two very different people.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just as confused as you.
All right, well, thanks for talking to us. If you speak to Adriana, let her know we'd also love to talk to her. And yeah, hopefully we'll figure this all out.
Okay.
All right, bye.
I'm grasping at straws here. What the fuck is going on, and why would Adriana send him that picture?
Adriana's real. Her friends are real. But is Caden still in contact with the real Adriana?
Mm-hmm.
Or has Caden completely stopped talking to Adriana?
The real Adriana.
Because when her number switched, someone hacked her account and assumed her identity.
But if it's not Alicia, who could it be?
Cammie and I are on our way over to talk to Caden. Everything is covered in snow. Mountains in the distance. The homes look like cabins in a ski resort.
Caden texted. He's with his friend. This is where Caden's been staying since Mama kicked him out.
We pull up to Caden's friend's place, and he's waiting just inside the door.
Hi.
Hello.
Caden leads us into the kitchen, and we take seats around the big granite island.
Kick it right here.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Investigation. Wanted to just sort of walk you through what we found.
I open my computer and take Caden through our process.
So we went to her Instagram. Mm-hmm. So we just sort of poked around, and the first person that jumped out, we were like, wait a second, we know that girl. That's the girl that she sent you a picture of. Her name is Alicia. So we messaged her. And then we kept going through more people who showed up that seemed to be friends with her. This girl, Mary, and then this guy, Michael, who's a photographer.
Oh, okay.
They all seemed to be friends with each other. And Alicia called us back. I asked if she'd ever heard Adriana mention you.
She says she has never heard of you. But according to Adriana, she thought that you were cute. She saw you on Instagram.
Right.
That's why she
sent
the picture.
She didn't know about that.
That's kind of weird.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. It's just weird. Something's weird. Oh my God, Alicia.
What?
Crazy, okay, hold on. Hey, Alicia.
Hey, Neve.
How's it going?
I wanted to call to, like, admit something.
Oh, girl.
Okay, what's going on?
For the past couple months, it was me that he was talking to.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Okay, so Caden's eyes kind of crossed when he heard Alicia say that he had been talking to her and not Adriana. I have to dig a little deeper.
Okay, so wait a second. How did that happen?
So, one day, like, I was looking on her accounts and I noticed a Caden. So I asked her about him because I thought he was cute and asked if it was okay if I would be able to talk to him on her account. But it just went on for a lot longer than I expected it to, and I didn't know how to say that it wasn't her.
Alicia, I'm sorry. Wait. I'm calling bullshit for a second because earlier today when we were on the phone, I straight up asked you if you were telling the truth. And you said yes. Are you telling the truth now? How do we know that you're telling the truth?
Why would I lie?
Because you lied a couple hours ago, girl.
Well, I don't know. Hold on. Alicia, can you just give us 1 second?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
I feel like she's lying. But we don't know if she's lying then or if she's lying now.
Do you want to talk to her right now or should... How do you want to deal? Move. What do you want to do?
I just kind of want to... Sit on this for a sec.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Alicia, sorry about that. Okay, so look, so it feels like there's been some deception.
I feel like coming clean, like, at this time was good because now you guys don't need to come to Hawaii for him to meet me when he knows it's me now.
I still feel like there is a responsibility, not just on your part, but also on Adriana's part. Like, she was friends with him for 4 years, and then she just fucking let her friend, like, start talking. Like, that's not cool. Like, she has to own that, and so do you, and, like, a phone call where you get to sort of say, like, oops, sorry, isn't really going to cut it. I think the right thing to do for everyone is meet up and, like, find out what really has been going on. We're going to plan on coming to Hawaii, so plan on making some time for us in the next couple days, and that's what we'll just assume is going to happen.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Caden's been looking down in his lap during that entire conversation with Alicia. I'm not sure how he's going to respond, but he surprises me.
It's crazy, man. I'm pissed. Not gonna lie. I'm really pissed.
But then how do you feel about Adriana now? Like, she lied too.
I'm confused. I mean, I'm pissed, but it's like I've known her. Well, I don't know what to think, to be honest. Who knows who I've been talking to now?
But I don't know that that's the whole story.
I'm not buying into what they're
like
selling. She's
something
hiding something.
Going on.
It's time to show up and grow up.
So I think we should call Adriana.
We have her number.
Let's see what happens when we call her.
Hello? Who is this?
Hey, this is Neve from Catfish. Who'd you say this was?
Michael.
Oh, Michael, are you the photographer? I think I sent you a message on Instagram. Did you get that? Well, that was
the disrespect.
Right? That must have been Michael, right?
That has to be him.
Right. I'm gonna text.
How do you just hang up the phone like that?
So, like I said, this is Neve from Catfish. I'm not sure why you hung up, but I'm pretty sure it has something to do with Adriana and her friend Alicia messing with Caden. We are coming to Hawaii no matter what, so it would be in your best interest to clear things up.
I feel like everybody in Hawaii is in on this together.
Or the girls are all covering, because the phone number you got for Adriana when she changed it isn't her number, it's Mike's number.
and you've actually been talking to Mike, and he has a crush on you, but it's really actually a whole nother person that isn't ready to come out or come clean. Maybe they're trying to sort of cover for Michael. That could explain not talking on the phone.
They're all in a group chat right now, and right. It's like on fire. What do we do? He just texted me. Did he call you?
Caden looks like a deer caught in the headlights. No emotion on his face. He's completely in shock.
All right, so look, we need to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
Find out what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
We're going to figure this out, and we're going to get through it.
All right, man.
Caden.
Cammy gives Caden a huge hug.
Just got messy.
These girls...
I think it's more than just the girls. Michael might be a part of this.
Something is up.
I tell you, this just went from the love boat to the Titanic.
Real quick.
Real quick.
It's the next morning. Cammy and I pick up Caden to make an early flight to Hawaii.
Yeah, how you doing?
Even though there's snow piled up around us, Caden is dressed in shorts and a t-shirt.
Are you dressed for flight?
I'm ready.
We got a flight from Salt Lake City to Denver, and then Denver to Hawaii.
12 hours later, we're finally there. I've changed into my floral shirt and flip-flops. We pile into the rental car, and we're on our way.
All right, we made it to Hawaii.
Safe
and
alive.
What do you think so far?
It's beautiful.
Can't deny that. Hawaii is awesome. Blue sky, palm trees, nothing like it.
Yeah. Reached out to ladies, and they have not responded. I mean, what do we do if we just don't hear from them?
We go to the pool.
Cammy has the right idea. We check into our hotel and head directly for the pool. The sun is setting. It's a gorgeous place. It's time to just let go and have fun. I mean, why not, right?
Still haven't heard from her, but there are worse places we could be.
But we are here on a mission for Caden.
Should we text Adriana again?
Maybe we should text her.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you even heard from her? She said
no. No, I haven't. Not since that day when we called her.
Caden bites the bullet and texts her. Aloha. We're in Hawaii. Can I meet you tomorrow? We wait. No answer. So we decide to call it a day. After a good night's sleep, I'm rearing to go. Our hotel is amazing. Everywhere you look, it's a different view. Beyond the pool, there's the ocean, and another side of the building has a huge garden leading onto rocks and a little cove. There's also a huge lawn where I surprise Cammy relaxing in a hammock.
Look who's here with not a floral shirt on. I am shocked.
Very funny. Today, I've got on a navy blue short sleeve shirt and khaki shorts.
Well, it's business today. I gotta be serious.
Oh, this is business casual. I think I saw Caden. Let's find him.
Caden's hanging out on the rocks by the cove. Maybe the beautiful location is helping to calm his nerves.
What's up, man?
Not much.
How you feeling?
Anxious.
Yeah.
Really scared.
We don't know if Adriana's gonna get back to you right now, but Alicia was the one that we really like.
Yes.
That's who we should be texting.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try calling her.
Okay.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Okay. Please try again later.
Well, let me try calling Mary, her friend she works with.
Hello?
Hey, Mary, it's Neve again. From Catfish.
Hi.
We spoke to Alicia. She told us that it was actually her that had been communicating with Caden for the past few months, sort of pretending to be Adriana.
What?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out how to get in touch with her. And
yeah.
No one's really responding, so I thought I'd give you a call to see if you had any thoughts.
The only thing I know is Adriana's working this week, so I'm pretty sure she's working today.
That juice place or that green something?
Coffee.
A green flash coffee, and I can give you the address if you guys need it as well.
Well, thank you. And,
yeah, good luck today.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go. I can honestly say this is a catfish first. You'll at least get
right.
to see this girl again that you've met in person. You've been thinking
yeah.
about for 3 years.
Is your heart, like, pounding out of your chest right now?
My stomach feels a little more upset than anything.
Have you thought about what you'll say to her?
It's hard to like think of what I'm gonna say because I don't like. After all that's happened the past couple days, I just trying to prepare myself for any scenario.
Yeah. Like, is she gonna be happy to see us? Is she gonna be pissed? Is she gonna be annoyed? Is she gonna be confused?
Yeah, it's coming up here on the left. Okay, wow, this is just like a tiny little cafe, huh?
Yeah.
It's a cute place with a pink awning. A few people are sitting at a picnic table outside when we pull into the parking lot.
Me, you guys should hang for a second. Let me go see if she's even in there.
Oh my gosh, Cammy. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I don't even
start with hi. What's your biggest question? What do you want to know the most?
Who have I been talking to?
Who have I been talking to? And just let her talk. Sometimes, especially when people are lying, once they keep talking, the lies just start to unravel themselves.
I'm in the cafe. There's a girl behind the counter.
Hi. Is Adriana working with you? Yes.
We came all this way.
Almost 2,200 miles.
Time to get some answers.
Yeah.
Adriana is now standing in front of me.
I know, I mean, I know you're working. Do you have 2 seconds?
Yeah.
I've got Kate.
Okay.
He really wants to see you. Can you, like, meet, like, talk to us outside for a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
No, I have anxiety.
Yeah, it's really hitting me now.
I go out to the car and let Caden know what's happening.
She said she'd come outside to meet us.
Caden looks like he's going to throw up. He and Cammy get out of the car.
Oh, there she is. There she is.
Adriana is walking towards us. Gray t-shirt, light blue jeans. She has a big smile on her face. Caden goes to meet her.
Hey.
How are you?
They give each other a hug.
It's good. Good to see you.
I know. Good to see you, too.
So what's up? I'm Neve, obviously. We just met. This is Cammy.
Nice to meet you,
nice
Adriana.
To meet you too.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of questions. We spoke to Alicia, and she told us that it was actually her that had been communicating with Caden for the past few months, sort of pretending to be you. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, Alicia saw your Instagram through. She has access to my feed, number one. We're best friends. I mean, it's not.
She has access to your account.
Yeah. And then she saw your feed through there and was like, oh, he's really cute. And then she asked me about you. And then I told her who you were, met you on a cruise. She messaged you without my knowledge. I didn't know that it got to the extent that it did. She let me know that it happened. And when she did, it was like she downplayed it a lot. She was like, oh, it was like only a one-time thing. I was just trying to like, I don't know, see if the vibe was there. And I was like, okay, it was like a little odd. But I mean, she's like, I'm just feeling it out, you know, just.
Caden nods. He looks devastated.
I don't know. She thought you were cute. So I was like, this is my friend. I guess I'll support it. I didn't know that she was doing it so frequently.
How could you not tell me? I mean, how long have I been talking to Alicia?
It's been on and off.
So when Alicia asked you about Caden, you said you guys were good friends.
Yeah.
That's too much for Caden. His head just drops.
So for all these years, that's the extent of how you feel? Or do you feel more than that?
No, we're good friends. Yeah.
Whoa. This is crushing. I can barely look at Caden. He's clenching his teeth, and I'm not sure if he wants to scream or cry.
I mean, we were very young when we met, and we only spent, like, maybe, I don't know, not even like a full day together. So it was, we didn't really know each other enough for me to actually like have feelings or feel any type of way.
To him, sort of felt like could be the beginning of a young romance. He said you guys like, I know this sounds corny to say, but like held hands.
I have no recollection of holding hands or being affectionate in any way.
So you didn't feel sparks?
I didn't.
Does that sound honest? I mean, I'm not saying you're lying.
No.
I'm just like, for all these years, you had no idea that he had feelings for you? I don't know. Is he blowing this out of proportion, or are you trying to downplay it? The way he tells the story, he's like super into you. And
that's not, I didn't pick up on it. I mean, every once in a while, there was lighthearted, flirtatious messages, but I mean, I feel like I didn't reciprocate. I don't know if that is Can you acknowledge that?
Hmm? Kind of.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, I mean.
But I've got to say, beyond all that, to me, it's odd to just have friends, you know, taking over your social media accounts and talking to people on your behalf, especially, you know, considering your page and your following. I would think that you wouldn't want somebody who's potentially having conversations outside of your knowledge with other people.
I guess it's just, I think it's just the trust factor.
I mean, look, after all these years, it feels a little weird to me that you wouldn't be a bit more empathetic to Caden, knowing that, like, you know, this relationship maybe meant a little bit more to him, but that also for the past few months, like, has been sort of falsely perpetuated by your friend through your account with your knowledge. Like,
no, I do apologize for whatever she had said.
Why didn't you say something to him? Why didn't you, like, clear it up?
Alicia's more of a friend to me, and I felt like that's where my loyalty lies.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Is it Michael?
Michael, yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
We're going on 7 months. Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think the chances are that we can talk to Alicia? Because we've been trying to...
Oh, really? I could definitely hit her up and see if you guys can all meet.
Okay, that would be great.
No, I should probably get back to work. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Nice to meet you.
See ya.
It just feels very...
cold. There's just a way that you handle people on an empathetic level.
Right?
That she just didn't give a fuck about.
I feel like she would have come out and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
She just brushed that off her shoulder like it was nothing. And I mean, 3 years, sorry, 4 years. I don't know how that can turn into nothing.
I'm really feeling for Caden here. He's set his heart and soul into believing that their time together meant something. I mean, I remember when he said that just thinking about Adriana made everything in his life better. Wow.
It's all a little weird. All right, why don't we get back?
All right.
Back in the car.
Are you okay, Caden?
I'll survive. But I've got some stuff to say to this other chick.
A darkness has fallen over Caden. It's gone beyond just sadness or disappointment. He stares out of the window, trying to sort out his feelings.
Ooh, we got a text from Alicia.
What's it say?
Hey, Neve, Adriana just called me. I'm ready to put an end to all of this. Meet me at this park and we'll talk. And there's a link to where we're supposed to meet her. Hopefully she shows up.
I really don't have a lot to say to Alicia other than like, what the fuck?
I mean, on one hand, it's like flattering. She thought you were cute. On the other hand, it's like...
The other hand, that's definitely not how you go about it.
We're here. Oh, there's actually, like, kind of a beach.
Wow, look at that.
It's paradise. The sand goes on forever. There's a little bit of a mist gathering over the water, and these massive palm trees line the parking lot.
Okay, let's do this.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
three of us are standing in this gorgeous park. It's half sand, half grass, and rocks with huge palm trees. All we can do is wait.
See anybody that looks like an Alicia?
No. See anybody? Do you guys see anybody?
Is that her?
It's like an older person.
Yeah.
I don't see the tattoos.
Yeah. It's a car.
A silver sedan pulls into a parking space.
Looks like Adriana.
What is this?
Are we gonna get jumped?
Uh-oh. Here's your girl.
Came together.
This should be interesting.
Adriana and Alicia are side by side walking towards us. Alicia has brown hair with a dark red tint that almost matches her red sweater. No makeup, pale skin, and she has these little red tattoos on her cheeks.
Hello.
Hi.
Good to see you again.
Likewise.
Hi.
Alicia.
Hi. Hey. Alicia. Nice Caden. To meet you.
Hey, you too.
Why don't you just tell us what's going on? Whoever wants to start. Is there anything anyone's itching to say?
I actually have to get back to work pretty soon, but I could stay for like 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, great. We'll take what we can get.
I wanted to make sure I at least made it out here to be able to talk a little bit, because this has been a lot.
How long have you been texting me?
I had no idea about any of it. Like, I really didn't. Whatever situations were going on, I did not know about it. I just was doing it for her. When you told me this is Neve from Catfish and that it was involving Adriana, I was like, whoa. So then I called her, was like, dude, what's going on? And she basically was like, so I sent a picture of you to this boy, and it was her way of trying to be like, I'm not interested in a little bit, but like not in a mean way. So she asked me to cover for her.
And the phone number Cadence had, that's not yours. It's Adriana's. Right? Okay. So have you ever texted or communicated with Caden?
Mm-mm. She told me that I should say that, and so I just went through with it. But I've had no involvement with Caden myself ever.
This is crazy. Adriana's actually starting to seem a bit diabolical.
Why did you feel like you need to make up the story when you could just either not talk to him or just say like, hey,
I've got a boyfriend,
like, that's that. I don't get it.
Everything was coming at once when you guys contacted her. So that was when I was like, just cover for me and then, you know, we'll figure it out.
We just spoke to you, Adriana, a few hours ago, and you said that same story.
Yes, because I wasn't able to get a hold of Alicia and figure out
if you guys were gonna lie. What about just telling the truth?
That's what we're doing.
A little late. I mean, why not just say I'm not feeling you like that? Like, I'm just not
As
feeling you.
As a woman, have you ever, like, had a friendship that, like, I don't know, or has a guy ever, like, hit on you maybe too much? And it's hard to, like, shut that down, but, like, hey, do you still want to, like, talk and stuff?
I've done it multiple times.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just telling you it's the best policy instead of leading anyone on intentionally or unintentionally. Caden, do you have anything to say?
No, I've got nothing right now.
He might not be so vocal and honest right now because he's got his feelings hurt, but he had real feelings for you. Can you understand that?
I'm sorry that I allowed that to be portrayed as me and I didn't mean to hurt you. None of it was supposed to go this far.
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not the one that contacted them.
I guess the thing that bothers me the most is that this is the first time that we've brought people together, two people that have already met. So you'd think that there'd be something real there, but I mean, you don't really seem to care.
It's very cold.
This just sort of feels like an inconvenience for you. And you kind of feel like, ugh, this is so stupid. Like another boy thinks I'm cute.
I do feel incredibly bad that, you know.
That's not true. Let's just be honest. You don't feel bad. Which is fine. You don't have to. The only thing you should feel bad about is, like, making this weird bullshit lie for the last couple days. But, like, up until then, I actually put most of the blame on him. He thought it was more than maybe you did. Fine. I'm not blaming you for that. But, like, I haven't heard you say anything yet that I actually think is honest.
Okay, what's your opinion?
Okay, wow. I am definitely over this girl. and Alicia is ready to bug out.
I need to leave. I really
do. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
To meet you.
Explaining some of this.
A hug.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
Hopefully, you guys figure more out.
Bye, babe. I'll see you tonight.
Yep. Okay.
I mean, is there anything else that you would like to, just, I don't know, put out there? Caden, I feel like you said all of two words.
I'm glad at least now I know what the end game is.
You guys can talk for a second without us. We'll check in with you later.
Cammy and I watch Caden and Adriana walk to a picnic table and sit down next to each other.
What a bitch. Jeez.
Weird.
No, she was not nice. Not kind. What's the attraction?
I think she's just like a cute girl who just doesn't care about boys' feelings and never considers and doesn't, like, just doesn't care.
Well, that's very unfortunate. Not very becoming as a young lady.
I just hope he stands up for himself.
I don't feel like he's gonna really say how he truly feels.
Right.
Yeah. I definitely apologize if I made you feel any specific type of way.
I'm sorry I misinterpreted that, because, you know, little lame you tomboy.
No, yeah, for sure.
All right, should we walk back over there?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
How'd it go?
It was really nice to talk one-on-one. I think we can all walk away feeling a lot better.
For sure. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Bye.
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 And she walks away.
Sure you don't want to slash your tires real quick?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm sure I'll find someone eventually that stands out much more to me.
You will. Your heart is free to do as you please.
Exactly.
Time to go scan the Hawaiian beaches for some bait.
That was such a different story than we're used to. This wasn't about finding the catfish that the hopeful had never even met. You know, usually it's all a crazy fantasy, but Caden had truly fallen in love with Adriana in real life. He'd spent 4 years building it up in his mind into this major romance. In a way, I guess it's the same kind of fantasy, but he was just an innocent kid in puppy love. Adriana could definitely learn some compassion, but this was a good life lesson for Caden, and he's gonna be fine. 2 months later, we check in to find out.
Hey!
How's it going?
Really good.
Caden's still the same clean-cut guy. He doesn't seem like he's gone off the rails or anything after the experience with Adriana.
I remember things with your mom were a little tense. She kind of kicked you out. Are you back living at home?
So I'm actually moving to California at the end of this month.
Whoa!
What?
Cool. Are you trying to get closer to Adriana?
We haven't actually talked since Hawaii.
Nothing.
I just realized that wasn't for me.
Smart.
Now I know I can move on to the next girl who hopefully will be the one.
Yeah, you know what? You're better off.
I'm glad that Caden still believes in love after his heartbreak with Adriana. As they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. California, here he comes. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to tell your friends. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app if you want to listen ad-free. You'll also find some links and offers from our sponsors in the episode notes. I'm your host, Neve Schulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Mark Bush. Additional assistance by Eugene Pereiras. Our senior producer is Janine Cornelow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.